Thank you very much. I wanted to start to thanks to my previous REM member, Professor Baglioni, because the activity, I think that is very difficult to follow your path in making to develop all many activities like you have listed right now. So 3 minutes to talk about sharing economy and its effects. This is one of the projects we have and is we are still working. Please go ahead. So the project has a main objective, which is measure and clarify the relevance of sharing economy and housing market, and together try to quantify and measure the effects on cities and evaluate the effects on affordability and the impact on population in the cities. So we have defined the project having three areas, three sections we call housing, finance, and regulation. Go ahead. One more. Talking about finance, the objective is analyze the short-term rental market phenomenon. It's a very new phenomenon, as we are seeing, that has increased a lot all over around the world since 2-3 years ago. We try to seek the structure distinguish between peer-to-peer activity and business activity. We try to find evidence based on short-term rental contracts taking 43 cities, looking at in every city the market development, looking at the rental price levels, wealth creation, the size of this of the stock used by sharing rental, short-term rental, the market structure in terms of the number of tenants and number of hosts we have, so how many people are involved in this, and also analyze the spatial distribution. So having this information, we try to approach the potential effects on housing affordability into local population. Go ahead. Inside the housing, we also analyze the existing regulation, and we have prepared list of questions about which type of regulations are addressing sharing short-term rental in the cities or are at national level. So we don't have this information collected, so we try to add this list of regulation in our report, and then list up potential policy tools that we could or any city could address or define in order to face this phenomenon. Go ahead. So in terms of finance, we try to revise the existing evidence about sharing finance devoted to housing. There's only a few evidence in published right now, but some experience are already written, so we are try to summarize all of them. We try to approach, evaluate the financial model and how the financial model is appropriate or not to finance affordable housing, and define the sustainable finance solutions to support affordable housing. The different dimensions different type of finance that we could approach for affordable housing. And the last point is the policy analysis. We will add most of the answers we will have about sharing rental, short-term rental policies apply in the different cities and together with the policy finance. So we will build a final section in policy. And the conclusions. So just give you a couple of overviews. This is the city. There are, I think, 40. There are three cities missing here. The total property we have account in every city runs between 10,000 to 18,000. Is proportional to the stock. Go ahead. But if you analyze in terms of the stock, we see that the more common use of the stock for short-term rental houses is 2%. 2 to 5% is not so much. So there are like a contradiction in this phenomena that should be explained and measured. Thank you very much for your attention.